pretty sad.
You doing baseball?
Well, I got injured. I climbed AJF myself because I didn't know what to do. Then I talked to Zach Reeves. Maybe he'll do it. And Brandon Gord. Brandon, Dad talked Brandon into doing his thing.
And welcome to Brashear Arena for this special edition of Brashear Basketball 2005-2006 Senior Night here at the frozen tundra of Brashear, Missouri. It's a good thing it's an inside sport. Although I did see one time where the Harlem Globetrotters played in an empty swimming pool once, played an exhibition game.
I never saw that.
Well, I didn't see it either. I saw a highlight of it, I guess.
Well, I've never seen any highlights.
We're going to have your starting lineups here for Novinger and Brashear. First for Novinger, looks like it's number 11, Katie King, number 15, Whitney Middleton, number 21, Courtney Bronner, number 41, Caitlin Bronner, number 51, Emily Wayman. That's the same five that started the last time the Wildcats were here. Starting for Brashear tonight, we're going to have
the senior.
We're going to unload the seniors on them. All of them. All one of them. Sheree Cole, Jesse Hill, Kimberly Elsie, Haley Kelsey, and Christina Scudder, I believe. Process of elimination here.
That's a good call.
And we're going to hoop it up here. Should be a good game. I know the previous games with these two teams have been pretty good. So here we go. Should be fun.
Well, I expect a pretty fast-paced game. Both these teams usually go pretty quick up and down the court, especially since they're mostly guards. Brashear has a main post presence, and Novinger does as well, but they're both pretty quick, and all the guards for both teams are quick.
How'd the girls play at Buckland the other night, Tyler? I didn't make it to the game.
They started kind of slow. I didn't know how they were going to do, and then about second quarter they kicked it up and ended up whipping them.
Girls have a little bit of a winning streak going, I would imagine. I don't know what it is for sure. We can sit down and figure it out, but they've been playing well lately. That's the important thing. Going into district, you want to be playing your best game.
Whoops. Courtney Bonner takes the length of the court on a hill turnover, and she was fouled as she made the layup by Brashears. They're going to get Sheree Cole earned her first foul early. 7:42 left to play in the first quarter. It's 2-0 with Bronner has a chance to add to it. Her shot is up and bounces around and out, rebounded by Kelsey. Kelsey gets it to Elsie, who brings it up the court for the Tigers. She gets it off to Hill right side. Hill puts on the floor, guarded closely by Bronner. Hill now gets it away to Cole. Cole dribbles into the paint, now kicks it back out to Hill. Hill has the two hands above the head. Now puts on the floor right side. Goes baseline, cut off by Caitlin Bronner. She takes it now outside the arc. Kicks it into Kelsey on the right block. Kelsey has it stripped away by Courtney Bronner, and Bronner is taking it up the court on the right side for the Wildcats. She dribbles into the paint and is mobbed by Brashear defenders. Kicks it out to King. King now puts on the floor right baseline. Now gives it off to Caitlin Bronner for three. Yes! Flashes it home. Caitlin Bronner has actually become a pretty good three-point shooter. She's more of a post player, but she likes to step out and launch the three every now and then, and this time she was rewarded as she hit it. Elsie has it now left wing, now top of the key for Cole for the Tigers. Cole hits a cutting Kelsey to the hoop. She misses the layup, gets her own rebound, puts it up and in.
Nice play by Haley to follow that shot all the way in and take that rebound away. It looks like early on here the Wildcats are switching on every screen, so we'll see if we can get some favorable matchups out of that.
King has a right wing. Now gets it to Caitlin Bronner. Now left wing for Middleton, who fires a three off the front iron, then off the backboard. Rebounded by Elsie. Elsie pushes it up the court. Now decides to throw it back out to Cole. Now right wing for Kelsey. Kelsey holds. Now goes around to Hill screen. Now right wing for Scudder. Scudder to Cole on the right wing. Cole takes it to the top of the key. Now hits Kelsey for a little underhanded shot. She misses it, but she was fouled, so she'll shoot a couple free throws. Who'd they get on the foul there? Middleton?
I think that'll be Wayman underneath the center.
Yep, Wayman.
Haley Kelsey's first free throw's off front of the rim, no good. 5-2 Wildcats with an early lead.
So far, both teams are 0% from the line.
That's right. Second one's no good. Rebound comes to King. King's going to push it up. She doesn't have numbers as all five Tigers get back. Courtney Bronner takes it, fills in the lane, does a little hop step. Going to miss off front of the rim, gets it to Scudder. Scudder gets it to Elsie. Elsie's coming up the right-hand side.
I don't know if her shot actually hit the rim or not. I thought it just kind of fluttered up in the air.
It was, I think it was altered by the defense anyway. There's a shot that's short by Elsie. Courtney Bronner gets the rebound. She brings it all the way up. Trapped in the lane. Gets it to Middleton. Middleton's going to shoot top of the key. Front of the rim, good. Nice little friendly roll there from Middleton. That was just inside the arc, and it's going to be 7-2 Wildcat. Tigers need to watch out on the transition defense there. Scudder gets it top of the key now. Gets to Hill. It's going to be stolen by Courtney Bronner. That's her third steal early on. Left-handed layup, good. Sheree Cole down there guarding, but didn't want to pick up her second foul this early on. Less than 3 minutes into the game, it's 9-2 Wildcat. Looks like they're firing on all cylinders. They need to watch the passes there on the perimeter. Scudder gets in the way of Elsie when she tries to drive in. Now Hill drives in and gives it out to Elsie. Elsie gets it to Scudder on the junction. Gets it to... Apparently Elsie thought Scudder was supposed to throw it somewhere else. Elsie wasn't looking, and Scudder threw it right over the top of her shoulder there, and it went out of bounds. Tigers playing a little bit sloppily as Coach Williams wants to take a timeout and talk it over. 9-2, what do you notice, Tyler, early on here? What's the problem for the Tigers?
Poor passing, mainly. They've had how many? Two or three that are just Bronner has stolen and then taken down and scored with. And then they've had probably two or three more that they just have lost out of bounds that Novinger can capitalize on as well. So Tigers need to do some better job passing. And then attack the rim. They kind of like to settle for those outside shots. The two times that they did, Kelsey was fouled once and hit a shot once. So they need to get back to that, and I think they can come back here. And
yeah, it's early.
Defense, too, they kind of need to shut down. They've been letting everything fall.
Well, Navajo shooting lights out so far. I mean, it's not like it's...
That's no excuse.
Yeah, if you get a hand in their face, their shooting percentage is going to go down. But Tigers, I mean, it's not like rebounds are much of an issue right now, as both teams are shooting fairly well. But Tigers just need to take care of the ball on the perimeter, because those steals on the perimeter turn into 2 points pretty easily on the other end. So we'll see what adjustments Coach Williams makes as the Wildcats will throw it in on the other side.
The press here by the Tigers. Courtney Bonner breaks it, though. Takes it the length of the court off the right block. She puts up the shot, dances across the rim, and then rebounded by Middleton. She takes it out on the left side, puts up a shot, no good, rebounded by Kelsey. Kelsey gets to Elsie, and Elsie's off to the races. She's got numbers. She pulls up now, kicks it out to Cole. Cole's thought about a three, and trying to put the ball down. She shuffled her feet, so it'll be a turnover on the Tigers. Yet another turnover, and Navajo ball out of bounds. Tigers going to bring the press again. They get the ball straight into Wayman. That's who I'd want to have the ball if I was Bashir, but she gets it straight back to Caitlin Bronner. Bronner brings it up, guarded by Hill, now left wing for Middleton. King. King passes to Middleton on the right wing now. Middleton back to King. King almost loses it, but recovers before it goes out of bounds. Now to Caitlin Bronner, now left wing for Middleton, who tried to get it into Wayman, but it was kicked out of bounds by Bashir. It'll be Navajo ball out from underneath their own basket. 4:04 left to play first quarter. It's 2-9 in favor of Navajo. Navajo runs Caitlin Bronner right around the hoop. She catches it and puts it right off the glass. Good for another two. 11-2 now is your score. 3:56 left to play. Tigers are slowly losing momentum. Now they're going to say Elsie traveled before she passed. Another turnover for the Tigers. They got to cut down on these turnovers. Bashir brings the press again. They get it to Caitlin Bronner. Bronner breaks it with ease. Has it right wing, looking to pass to somebody. Gets it off to Courtney Bronner, who gets it off to Wayman, who puts it off the glass. Oh, buddy. The Tigers are having all kinds of breakdowns. 13-2, 3:30 left to play. Cole has it. Now gets it to Elsie. Elsie guarded closely by King. Now backs off, guarded by Bronner. Elsie gets it off to Scudder, who immediately passes it back to her. Elsie puts on the floor now, left wing. Goes around to Scudder's screen. Has a free throw line. Now kicks it out to Cole. Now back to Elsie. Elsie looking to do something off the dribble. Now goes to the free throw line. Puts up a shot blocked by Wayman. Ooh, they're going to call a foul. She got a clean block on that. It was well out of the hand.
They're going to call a foul on King on the body on that.
Oh, okay.
I think everyone in the gym thought that they were going to call Wayman on that foul.
Yeah.
He was 3 feet away from Kimberly, but King was guarding her pretty close underneath. There were so many people in there that it was tough to see. Kimberly makes good on the first free throw. It cuts the run. Navajo cuts the lead to 13-3. There's 3:15 left to go. Navajo putting a lot of points on the board early here. Kimberly's second is good. She's a good free throw shooter. We expect her to make them. As Caitlin Bronner inbounds to Wayman, who gets it back now. Bronner's going to bring it up the floor at the half-court circle, all the way into the top of the key. She gets it over to Middleton. Middleton lines up a three. Bang.
Oh, man.
A little line drive shot. It sneaks over the front of the rim, and it's 16-4. Tigers are getting outplayed on both ends of the floor right now. It's showing up on the scoreboard, 16-4, 2:53 left to go. Scudder gets it. Nice little bounce pass to Elsie, and Elsie's going to be fouled on going in. Hey, we're driving to the basket, and we're getting fouled, so maybe we can get them in foul trouble. And that was a good call by Tyler there, picking it up early in the game and the importance of getting to the rim.
What did I win? Did I win a trip to go hunting with the vice president? That's what everybody wants.
I'd buy life insurance before that. Here we go. Here's Kimberly Elsie's. Made her first one. Second one's no good.
Yeah, I think he cursed her last time.
While for this curse to kick in. Usually it's immediate. As Courtney Bronner brings it up. Gets it to King over on the right-hand wing.
Ooh.
Caitlin Bronner almost loses her dribble. Now gets it to King, who hasn't moved since the last time she had it. Over to Middleton. Middleton fakes. Drives in, now gets it out to King again.
Ooh.
There's a lob pass going to be picked up by Wayman on the left-hand wing. Gets it to King, top of the key. King holds it high, nobody to throw it to. Gets it to Caitlin Bronner, who's working against Hill. Throws up a shot off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Scudder, nice rebound there. Nice way to box out there underneath and come down with the board. Trey Cole is trying to go around the outside on the other end, no good. Gets it to Scudder. Scudder, nice little up-and-under move against Wayman. And then she's going to be called for the foul on the rebound. Courtney Bonner rebounded it and tried to get out and run with it, and Scudder got in her way, and that's going to be the foul on Christina. That'll be the second team foul on Brashear, and that'll be the first on Christina Scudder. 2:04 left to go, 16-5, Novinger. Caitlin Bonner inbounds to King and gets back Caitlin Bonner to Courtney Bonner to King, and King's going to bring it across. She stops at the three-point line. Gets it Caitlin Bronner inside to Courtney Bronner at the free throw line. Drives in against Cole. Now she gets stopped. Gets it over to King. King shoots it in and out. No good. Rebound. Oh, they're going to call Wayman over the back on that. Well, Scudder.
That was a good no call.
Scudder with another good box out to put herself in a position to be the benefit of that call. I mean, if you're going to be lazy about getting a rebound, you'll never get the call. So it pays off. It's four fouls on Novinger. That's two on Wayman. Cole brings it across as Coach Williams gives some instructions to Kimberly Elzey. Scudder has it now, gets it to Hill on the right-hand wing. Hill, nice little running two-hander, I guess you can call it, a little running jump shot, and she puts it in over the trees there inside. Middleton now has it, gets it to Caitlin Bronner at the half-court circle. She's been running the point about half the time tonight. Caitlin Bronner has, gets it to King at top of the key. King holds it high and gets it to Caitlin Bronner. There's 1:10 left to go in the first quarter. Caitlin Bronner tries to go around Hill. Now gets it to Courtney Bronner, who gets trapped underneath the basket. Gets it out to her sister. She throws up a shot. Tough shot there. Nearly behind the backboard.
Yeah, she was falling out of bounds.
A little fadeaway. That's tough to stop. It's 18-7 with 55 seconds left to go in the first. Sheree Cole's going to bring it across half court. She lobs it into Haley Kelsey, who stole it right away from Caitlin Bronner's face. Cole thought for a little bit about three. Now gets it out to Elzey. Elzey with the ball fake. Goes around King. Nope. Rebound. Weak side. Scudder puts it up and in. She was all alone over on that half of the court.
I think it was a pass just using the backboard.
That's very creative. It's like racquetball or something. 30 seconds left to go. Courtney Bronner is trapped in the corner. Gives it to King. To Caitlin Bronner. Throws up a three. No good. Rebound to Scudder. Grabs another rebound. Nice play. 20 seconds left to go. It's 18-9. As Elzey all the way down to the other end. Throws up the board. No good. Rebound goes to Middleton underneath. The shortest player on the floor.
I think that was a pass intended for Hill, but she didn't get it.
Oh, well, we're going to have to stop giving him credit for the passes here soon. Novinger has it down at their end of the court. 3 seconds left. King doesn't know. She heaves up a shot.
Oh.
They're going to give Haley Kelsey the foul on that. Just a half second left to go. And Brashear, Novinger wasn't even close to running any sort of offense there at the end.
There's no way she was going to hit that. She didn't have enough power on it.
Nope. And Kelsey ended up going up for the foul. That wasn't a good play by the Tigers. 18-9. First one's off the back of the rim. No good. We need to put in our shot put thrower here, discus thrower for this last heave. Second one is no good, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. It's 18-9. Novinger starting out like a house of fire. We'll see what the Tigers can do to come back in the second quarter.
Well, they're going to say it's Novinger ball, I believe, to start the second quarter. I don't know how that works because it seems like it's been their ball the whole game.
Well, they try to be fair after the opening tip. We'll just see how that works out.
Caitlin Bronner is going to toss it in to King. King's going to bring it up for the Wildcats. She dribbles around the perimeter. Now gets it off to Middleton on the left wing. Middleton hits a cutting Courtney Bronner. In the lane, she was shooting a runner, and they're going to call a foul on Cole. I believe that's her second foul.
Remember, the Tigers only have 7 people on their team.
Yeah.
So
foul trouble,
you need to stay out
not
of foul
option.
Trouble.
They get the ball straight into Wayman. Wayman can't decide what to do, and now puts up a terrible shot, rebounded by Hill.
Tigers rebounding well tonight. Let's hope they keep that up.
Hill gets it off to Cole. Cole sets up the offense, gets a right elbow for Scudder. Scudder now left elbow for Kelsey, now out to Hill. Hill now right wing for Kelsey. Kelsey gets the right elbow. It's blocked by Wayman, picked up by Cole. Cole has the right wing, now to Elzey for three, off the back iron, no good, rebounded by Bronner, Courtney Bronner, that is. She gets it straight down to King for a left-handed layup, but she traveled first.
She tried to do a jump stop, but she came down 1 foot, 2 foot, and then she took another step to throw it up, and that's going to be traveling.
Cole brings it up. We're having a mini meeting right here. I've never seen that on the basketball court, and Williams is hotter than a firecracker.
If I was the Tigers, I wouldn't have gone over there. I don't know about you.
I think you'd, if you didn't, I think you'd find yourself on the bench where you could really get it fast. Elsie gets the right way for Cole, and now into Scudder. Scudder power move around Wayman off the side of the back, or gets her own rebound because Wayman was looking the other way. Now left wing for Elsie, who dribbles into traffic, puts up a shot. There's a mini scrum, but they get it up to Kelsey. Brashear does. Now top the key for Cole. Cole has it right wing now for Hill. Hill now top the key for Cole again. It's a good thing there's not a shot clock in high school.
Exactly.
Cole goes around the screen. Now to Scudder. Scudder power move blocked by Wayman. Wayman can't decide what to do with it. Now gets it off to Courtney Bronner. Bronner guarded by Cole. Takes it clear to the right baseline. Now straight to the hoop and decides to pass it. She travels. She could have put up a shot real easily, I think.
Well, I think she had in her mind that she was going to pass it, and she...
She did.
It was one of those things where the person she was passing it to ran the other way, so she held on to it too long. Trey Cole now has it. See if Tigers meet into this lead. 2 minutes and no score yet in the second quarter. Hill cuts across, and Scudder throws it right at her feet. Cole's able to chase it down. He throws it to Haley Kelsey's feet. Now Haley Kelsey gets it over to Kimberly Elsie. Tigers could have a mini break if they wanted to on their own half of the court, but they decide to hold it up. Haley Kelsey has it over on the left wing. Dribbles out. Picks up her dribble. Hand off to Sheree Cole. Now Cole throws it right to Courtney Bronner. I don't know what the miscommunication was in that one. Courtney Bronner goes down the other end, blows the layup. King's going to rebound it. They're going to say it's jump ball, and it'll be Tigers ball in that. Sheree Cole got in there on that rebound. That was a nice play, and she was able to get half the ball, and this half goes to the Tigers. That throw was so violent, it untied Sheree's shoes. She has to bend down and tie it back. Invest in some Velcro there, Sheree. She dawdles around at half court, talking to Coach. And now she dribbles into the front court, picks up a dribble, gets it to Hill, left-hand wing. Hill to Kelsey. Series of steps, now gets it to Hill, who decides to run in there. Hill kind of loitered around on the wing and then decided, hey, nobody's between me and the basket, I'll run in there. Kelsey got her the ball, it's 18-11, 5 minutes left to go in the second. Courtney Bronner has it, gets it to Caitlin Bronner, holds it high, gets it to King. King takes one step inside the three-point line, shoots shot good. It looked almost about all she could do to get that shot up there. So,
Wildcats have done a good job of keeping the nine-point lead. Every time Brashear gets a basket, they answer right back to keep the lead at nine.
That's right. Kimberly Elsie throws a little lob pass over the top. Haley Kelsey loses it off her foot and then decides not to go get it. I don't know what happened to her there. But anyway, the Wildcats ended up with it. Caitlin Bronner with a nice little backdoor pass. Or Courtney Bronner with a nice backdoor pass to Caitlin, who misses the layup. Elsie comes up with a weak side rebound, and she comes up all the way up to the other end. Lob pass into Scudder, who hasn't had luck against Wayman, and they're going to call a foul on Courtney Bronner, I believe, getting her on the arm. Yep. That'll be five team fouls on Novinger. I think that'll be her first. That is her first for Courtney Bronner. As Elsie tries to go inside, she's blocked by Wayman. Wayman having a Joni Ahern type night here underneath the basket.
That's
so
not
far.
Get carried away.
Caitlin Bronner almost loses it. Almost loses it and gets it to Wayman. King gets it. Going to be blocked from behind by Kelsey, who ends up getting the rebound. Nice play by Haley Kelsey there. Let her go by. Since she was littler, she just reached up and just kind of slapped it out of her hand. Elsie gets it to Cole, left-hand wing. Lob pass into Kelsey. Puts up a shot. Good. Hey, she had to fight that one up over Caitlin Bronner, and that cuts it to a 20-13 lead. Let's see if we can break that two-for-two string here. Watch my luck. He'll go up and shoot a three. Nope. Courtney Bronner is going to drive all the way through the lane and put it up. And it's going to bring it back up to nine. I don't have good luck with the curses, just bad luck. I tried to say that I hadn't won the lottery yet, and that was when it was back in $150 million. So, Haley Kelsey down to the other end. Missed a shot blocked by Wayman. She gets it back and puts it in. So now we're trading some baskets after a slow start to the second quarter. It's 22-15. Ashley Clarkson is going to check in here at the next ball stoppage.
Ooh.
Ooh, Courtney Bronner almost loses it. Gets it to King. Fires it across to Middleton. Midland with the ball fake. Now gets out to King, who's kind of guarded lightly by Haley Kelsey. He doesn't even come outside the lane, really, to challenge her. Middleton gets it over on the left baseline. Now to King, who almost finds Caitlin Bronner cutting to the basket. Middleton gets it inside to Courtney Bronner. who gets it back out to Middleton. Middleton, left wing, guarded closely by Elzy. Now Courtney Bronner is going to drive out, get it to King. King takes the dribble, gets it to Caitlin Bronner, who does a nice little up and under move, no good. Gets her own rebound, and that's good. He'll let Caitlin Bronner beat her and then let her beat her to the rebound, too. So that's a double whammy. And it's 24-19 with 2:24 left to go.
Cole goes around a screen by Hill. Has a left wing, now kicks the right wing for Elzy. Not to Hill, just inside the arc, and she airballs one. I don't really know why Caitlin Bronner had the mind to save that, because it was obviously off a Hill, and she stepped on the line when she was trying to do so, gave the Tigers a break. They'll have it out from underneath their own basket, and Elzy throws it off to Scudder. The ball got away. Scudder and King chased for it. They're going to call a foul on King. Scudder kind of had possession, I guess. The ref explains to Coach Jennings what happened, and Coach Jennings can't believe it. Now Clarkson's going to inbound for the Tigers. She gets it into Cole. Cole gets it off to Elzy in the right corner. Dribbles around a screen by Scudder. Now feeds it into Scudder. Scudder guarded by three players. Rebounded by Caitlin Bronner. Bronner's going to bring it up. Now gets it across the court to King. King has it left side. King now dribbles to the top of the key. Gets it right wing for Caitlin Bronner. Bronner gets it off to Courtney Bronner. Goes right side off the glass. Uh-oh. Now that leads up to 11. This is not where the Tigers want to be. Cole has it left side now. Gets it to Hill. Hill puts on the floor. Wide dribbles. Now hands off to Elzy. Elzy has a left wing looking to get it into somebody. Now hits Cole. Cole was open for a second if she wanted the shot. Decided not to. Gets it off the Hill. Right elbow. Now to Cole. Cole goes around to Scudder's screen. Now Cole puts it up from 15 feet off the back iron. Rebounded by Wayman. Wayman gets it to Caitlin Bronner, who brings it up the court for the Wildcats. She gets the left wing now for King. Under a minute to go in this half. 15-26 is the score. King gets it now off to Caitlin Bronner. Bronner passes to Courtney Bronner, and it's going to be stolen by Ashley Clarkson. Clarkson gets it to Cole with 45 seconds left. Cole is going to get it to Elzy on the left wing. Elzy dribbles up to the top, looks to get it to Hill, now gives it back to Cole instead. Cole looking to pass to anybody, now hands off to Elzy with 30 seconds. Elzy takes it to the right side, gets it into Scudder. Scudder off the glass is fouled by Wayman. Oh, Wayman.
Three fouls on her.
Wayman can never, ever, I've never seen her once have a foul that she legitimately thought she had. Never.
Oh. Very few players admit to it when it's called.
Hey.
Except for later. There's only 25 seconds left to go. Tigers are going to be in the bonus for this last half minute. Scudder throws up two free throws. Neither of them really have a chance going in. She tries to get her own rebound. It's going to be gathered by Novinger on the alternating possession. There's 22 seconds left to go as Kelsey comes in for Scudder. Caitlin Bronner is going to throw it in underneath the Tiger basket, and we'll see what the Novinger Wildcats can do with this last play. We got the drum roll here in the back. Just try to set the mood as Caitlin Bronner guarded by Hill. There's a tough screen by Courtney Bronner at half court. Caitlin Bronner is going to go all the way in. She throws it off somebody's leg.
Double dribble.
Oh, they're going to say double dribble there. She almost lost it. Tigers have 14 seconds to do something. Cole runs it up 26-15. Tigers need to cut into this double-digit lead here going into half. Elzy gets it to Kelsey, who's going to be blocked. It's going to be picked up by Caitlin Bronner, who gets it to Courtney Bronner. Nope, it's going to be knocked away by Cole, and Courtney Bronner is not able to get the shot away underneath the basket. It's going to be 26-15 Novinger going into the half. We'll see if the Wildcats can play a strong second half and spoil the senior night for the Tigers.
Well, we're back and ready for the second half of the girls' game. Tigers really need to cut into this lead and fast. That way they can get back into the game. They're down 11. Very conceivable comeback here. Tigers get the ball first as well. They get it off to Elvia on the right wing. That Scudder on the inside, and Scudder shuffled her feet. So yet another Tiger turnover. How many you reckon that is?
Oh, that's got to be 8 or 10 maybe. I mean, too many, definitely. More than they usually have, that's for sure.
Bronner gets it now to King. King has the top of the key, now off to Middleton. Middleton looks to pass, now gets it off the left wing for Caitlin Bronner. Now right wing's back to King. King guarded closely by Kelsey, now kicks it out to Caitlin Bronner. Now to Courtney Bronner just inside the free throw line, splashes one home. 7:20 left to play third quarter. It's 28-15. Tigers really need to start clawing their way back into this thing.
Exactly. Tigers are down 13, and they've only put up 15 so far. That's no way to win a game.
Wayman comes over with a strong rebound, gets it off to Caitlin Bronner. Bronner has numbers if she can get by Hill, but Hill does a good job of defense. And Bronner is going to take it in and travel. Good
That's
job
nice play
by Hill.
Scudder. Hill and Scudder both. Hill followed, tracking her down, and Scudder just standing there. And when Caitlin Bronner tried to do her little spin move, it, she ran right into Scudder and shuffled her feet.
Cole has it. Now gets it to Hill, top the key. Hill looks to pass. Now gets it off to Cole. Cole has it left wing. Now gets it to Elsie. Elsie holds. Now to Cole. It doesn't really look like the Tigers know what they're wanting to do on offense. Now you get to Scudder. Scudder off the glass and good. Just as I say that, they finally run something that works.
Well, they're all looking like they want to pass it first and second, and then third they may take a shot. But as soon as they get it, even if they're open, they're always looking to pass. I don't know. I don't understand what that is, if they're just kind of snake-bitten enough of coach getting on them for not running the plays, that they're going to run it regardless, or what's going on. But
Bronner tries to get it into Wayman, but it's knocked away. King recovered, went up for a layup, and it looked like I thought maybe Kelsey got all ball, but they said she fouled her. So
they fouled her with the body is what happened.
So King will have two free throws. 6:22 left to play. It's 28-17 in favor of the Wildcats. First shot by King is good. Second shot drops as well.
And we're back up to a 13-point game, a 30-17, 6:19 left to go in the third quarter. Cole brings it across, gets it to Scudder, free throw line. Doesn't even face the basket. Now gets it to Elsie, who gets it to hit Cole, top of the key.
Ooh.
No good. She gets her own rebound, comes all the way up, loses it. They're going to call it for travel, even though it looked like one of the Wildcats men knocked it out of her hand. It still counts as a turnover, so we're going back the other way. Novinger going right to left this quarter, for this half.
Good play,
nice
there
play
by
Cole, who took advantage of the Caitlin Bronner, kind of the lackadaisical inbound, and we ended up stealing an alternating possession there. It'll still be Novinger's ball, but we'll get the next one here. Caitlin Bronner inbounds to Wayman. Wayman to King. King's going to bring it up the right-hand side. Bounce pass to Wayman between the circles to King. Now to Caitlin Bronner, who has the top of the key, guarded by Hill. Gives it to King on the right-hand wing. Novinger hasn't subbed the whole game so far, and the Tigers have only subbed once. So Courtney Bronner now gets it in the lane. Nice little up-and-under move off the glass, and good. She totally schooled about two Tigers on that one, and now it's up to a 15-point lead. There's 5.5 left to go in the third. Tigers are just getting outplayed, getting manhandled here. Sheree Cole gets it to Scudder, who puts up a shot from free throw. There you go. She's had that shot a couple times tonight, and it's the first time she's taken it. Caitlin Bronner gets it into King. King to Caitlin Bronner, who's going to bring it up. Working against Hill. Has to do a crossover dribble at the half-court line. Now she's going to take it all the way in. They're going to call Scudder on the foul.
Yeah.
And Caitlin Bronner is going to get to shoot two free throws here. That'll be the second foul on the Tigers. That'll be the second foul on... No, that'll be the first foul on Kimberly Elsie, I believe. I guess I got lost in the shuffle there. I didn't know Kimberly was in the play, but I guess that we can afford to share the fouls here. Caitlin Bronner makes her first. Second one's good, too. It puts it up to 34-19. Now we're back to the 11-point lead. We're back. We're up to the 15-point lead that we can't get past. Cole gets it to Scudder. Scudder hands off to Elzy. Elzy is going to shoot it from 18. No good. Can be rebounded by Courtney Bronner. Tries to go by Cole. Spin move. Lob pass over the top of Hill to Caitlin Bronner, who does her own spin move. Gets it to Wayman. No, it's going to be picked off by Elzy. That pass kind of floated in the air, and Elzy was able to pick it off. Cole's coming the other way. Let's see if Tigers can make something to this. Scudder gets it. Hits Kelsey. Front of the rim. No good. Rebound by Wayman. Gives it to Caitlin Bronner. Caitlin Bronner gets it to Wayman, who's going to dribble across. Doesn't look too comfortable dribbling.
Oh.
Gives it to King now. To Caitlin Bronner, top of the key. Guarded by Hill. Bounce pass to Middleton. Middleton. It's going to, pass is going to be tipped and grabbed by Courtney Bronner, who looks at the ref and wants a foul. Doesn't get one. Gets it to Middleton instead. Guarded closely by Elzy. King takes a dribble. And now they're going to say she lost it out of bounds. It's going to go to the Tigers. Both teams in a little bit of a lull here playing sloppy ball. 4:12 left to go. It's 34-19. Wildcats still in the lead. Sheree Cole brings it across. Right-hand wing. Gets it to Scudder. Fires it over to Kelsey. Scudder is able to chase down the loose ball. Gets it to Cole. He's going to throw up a three. Front of the rim, no good. Tigers just can't hit the ball. Can't hit the rim tonight. Usually they're... In this gym, anyway, the rims are soft enough you kind of get it up on there that sometimes find its way in, but Tigers aren't getting the benefit of that. Jesse Hill gets called for the foul. It's going to go back to the Wildcat.
Caitlin Brunner having trouble finding somebody. Now gets it off to Wayman. If I were the Tigers, I would force Wayman to dribble as much as she can. And Coach James calls a timeout. So with 3:54 left to play in the third quarter, it's the Tigers 19 and the Wildcats 34. 15-point deficit for the Tigers. They have got to start the comeback right now anytime.
We're ready.
maybe they're just coming up with a dramatic way of coming back. I don't know.
Like I said, they're down 15. They've only scored 19 so far, and we're more than halfway through the third quarter, so they better get in gear if they're going to start scoring some points. I tell you what, a lot of it's just that their shots just aren't falling. I mean, they kind of bounce around on the rim, and, I mean, there's a lot to say for Novinger and their execution on both ends of the floor, too, though. Like I said, Tigers are just getting outplayed both ends. Even when they're able to hold Novinger without a score, they're not able to score themselves, so. We'll see what changes come after this timeout.
Here we go. Caitlin Brunner's going to take it out for the Wildcats. She finds Courtney Bronner. Bronner guarded closely by Cole. Now loses it, but recovers it. She has to fall down for it. She gets it off to King, and King is going to be fouled by Kelsey. How many fouls is that for us? Fourth foul on Brashear this half. The second, third on Kelsey, excuse me.
Coach Williams was really chewing her, held her out on the court a little bit longer at halftime to chew on her a little bit more.
And King on the inbound shuffled their feet, so it'll be Tiger ball.
I think the pass was a little too high for her, and she had to sort of gather herself when she came down. And that's a no-no if you're not dribbling.
She kind of forgot what sport she was. She was trying to drag the feet for the touchdown, and we're playing basketball. Tigers get left wing now for Hill. She doubles into the lane, blocked by Courtney Bronner. Now to Elzy. Elzy has it deep. Now gets it to Scudder on the free throw line. Scudder now to Hill. Hill on the right wing. Now back to Scudder. Scudder looking to pass. Now takes it into the lane. Dribbles off of her foot, and it'll be Novinger ball. Clarkson checks in for Scudder. Scudder goes to the bench in disgust, and Caitlin Bronner's going to enter the ball for Novinger. The ball is knocked out of bounds by Cole. Almost out of bounds. And Courtney Bronner got her hands on it and tried to save it, but shuffled the feet before she went out. So it'll be the Tiger ball out from underneath their own basket. They get it right wing for Cole, who sets up for three. Yeah.
Hey, she even looked like she didn't want to shoot that at first. And she was wide open. And I guess everybody wanted her enough, and she did it.
This might be a sign of things to come. And then Hill makes a foul on Caitlin Brunner.
There goes momentum.
Oh, I had to open my fat mouth on that one.
I think we're all guilty of jinxing the team here. But hey, it's down to a 12-point lead, 3 minutes left to go in the third.
Oh, high inbounds to Courtney brought her, and she loses it out of bounds. Maybe the jinx didn't work after
well,
all.
She shot the old ref a dirty look on that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, if I was a ref, I wouldn't let her get away with that. Not a high school player anyway.
They get the ball into Cole on the left wing. Cole dribbles to the top of the key, around and finds Elsie. Elsie from three had the shot, but she decided not to take it. Now gives off the hill. Hill from deep off the backboard. Terrible shot. And Courtney Bronner comes away with it. Gets it off to King. King shots off the glass and good. She was trying to draw contact for the foul and just throw up the shot. She wanted to shoot free throws, but the shot fell and she didn't get the call. 36-22, 2:35 left to play. Right wing now for Elsie. Elsie gets it into Kelsey. Kelsey, left-hand swoop. Shot no good. Rebounded by Wayman. Wayman gets it off the King guard closely by Cole, and they're going to get Cole on a push. Is that her third or fourth? Third, I think. I think she stayed clean from the rest of the first half. She's only got three. Caitlin Brunner to inbound. She can't find anybody. Now she gets it off to Courtney Brunner finally. And Courtney Brunner gets it down the court around to Mr. Screen. Into Wayman now off the backboard. No good. Gets her own rebound and puts it up and in this time. 2:10 left to play. The lead has grown to 16 now. 22-38. The Tigers have got to find something offensively that works. With 10 minutes left to play, Clarkson is fouled. Oh, and Jennings is not happy. Oh, he's not happy. Oh, he's going to have to talk to Courtney Bronner. Foul was on Wayman, and it was her fourth foul. Ashley Clarkson's free throw is no good. Tigers have got to hit free throws here.
They're not hitting anything, guarded or unguarded or otherwise.
Second shot's off the front iron, rebounded by Wayman. It'd be a plus here if the Tigers could get Wayman to foul out. Then they could have an inside game. Hill takes out King on a screen. Now Wayman gets it back to King, and the Wildcats are going to run an offense that the Tigers have grown accustomed to.
Probably should have been a foul on Hill there. He just completely ran right over King on that play. As Bronner misses the up-and-under move at the underneath the basket, Elsie comes out with the rebound. Tigers, minute and a half left to go into third. They're down 16. Elsie's going to launch a three.
There we go.
Hey, don't foul and kill the momentum this time, like what happened after the last three. Caitlin Bronner, all alone down at the other end is Middleton. Who is not shooting it.
Wayman
misses the shot on the... Middleton was wide open. She did a little jump step and threw it back to Wayman, who missed the five-footer.
She was wide open.
Came away with the rebound. Let's see what happens here. See if the Tigers can turn this into points. She was wide, completely wide open. Cole, top of the key, bounce pass into Clarkson, who gets it back out to Cole, guarded by Caitlin Bronner. Picked by Clarkson, gets Cole open. She puts up another shot. There you go. Hey, they're starting to fall here. 38-27 now. It's an 11-point game.
Tigers better get back on defense here, Bronner.
Back. Courtney Bronner's going to take it to the basket whenever she can. Oh, Kimberly Elzer reaches in and gets the jump ball on Courtney Bronner, who brought the ball down, and Tigers are going to get another shot at this. Hey, we get our first sub of the game for Nominger. It'll be number 13, Katie Moore, is going to come in for Wayman. Christina Scudder comes back in for Clarkson. Tigers have 45 seconds left to go in the third to see if we can get this under double digits here. It looked pretty dire here and about 30 seconds ago. Tigers have turned it up a little bit. Let's see what they can do to close out this quarter. Cole holds it high. Can't find anybody to throw it to. Now she gets it to LZ, who's guarded closely by Middleton, underneath to Kelsey, who doesn't have Wayman in her way, but she ends up missing the scoop shot with the left. Rebound goes to Caitlin Bronner, who gets it to Courtney Bronner, who almost loses it. Now she gets it to King, top of the key, over to Middleton. Middleton, left wing, 18 seconds left, 17. Now King has it over on the right wing, holds it high. Now, so Jennings wants to time out, talk about this last 9 seconds even. Third, it's 38-27. Boy, it would have been nice if Tigers had hit a basket there at the other end. That was that shot by Kelsey, danced on the rim a little bit. She's getting pretty good at that little
shot. She loves that left-handed little scoop, kind of a hook shot.
I think if I was a defender, and I would expect her to go, if you see her down underneath, you just kind of favor the left and make her go right, even though she's a right-handed shooter. She likes to shoot that hook shot left, make her hit it right-handed.
Well, when she's when she's facing away, if she's squared up with the basket, she'll shoot a regular jump shot. But if she's facing away and backing you in, you be ready for that left-handed scoop.
It's coming. That's what she's been working on. Keelan Bonner's going to inbound it right underneath, right in front of the booth here. Can't
good
find
job
anybody.
By him.
There's a lob pass going to be picked up by Moore, and there's going to be a
jump
ball.
Looks like could have been a foul on Cole.
Well, it could have been a foul on Cole. We didn't need that. Jennings lobbying. The ref tells him to get back in his box. And we're going to have the same play again. Tigers get it, start the third quarter here. 7 seconds left. Moore is going to have a three.
Ooh.
In and out, no good. Rebound by Cole. 3-2-1, and there's not going to be a shot here. Tigers shaved 7 points off the lead here at the end of the third quarter, and we're going to go into the fourth. It's 38-27. Novinger lead.
Here we go. Ready for the fourth quarter. It's going to be Tiger ball. Tiger ball. They get it into Cole, and it's knocked away by King out of bounds. It'll remain with the Tigers. 7:50 left to play. The Tigers need to get on their horse here and make their final run. Elsie gets it into Kelsey. And now left wing for Cole. Cole tries to hit Kelsey, now right wing for Scudder. Scudder now right wing for Elsie. Elsie puts on the floor, now gets it off to Cole. Top to Key, now back to Elsie. Elsie thinks about three, now wide open is Scudder. Misses the layup, puts it up and in the sign. Padding the stats.
Oh, padding the stats. He was... missed that first easy layup and fought for the rebound. Gets two people and put it up in traffic instead.
Now Courtney Brunner is fouled, but it looks like she kind of lost it on her own. I think they're going to tag Elsie.
Yeah, if Kimberly would have left her alone, I mean...
It was going to be a difficult shot.
Well, she had to absorb that contact. They weren't going to call a foul on...
Scudder.
On Scudder underneath. So if Elsie would have just left her alone, Tigers would have been primed for a rebound there. She
lost
her misses her first. Hey, it's down to a 9-point lead. Here we go. We'll see what Tigers can do here.
10-point lead. She made the second.
Elsie's going to bring it down now. That's when you know you mean business, when they have Kimberly bringing the ball up. She drips over the right-hand wing. Scudder hits the deck in the lane. Now Cole brings it back around the perimeter. Inside to Scudder. Scudder, a little up and under move. Hook shot,
ooh,
no good. It's going to be rebounded underneath Caitlin Bronner. He gets it to Courtney Bronner, who's going to be trapped over on the side. She gets it across to King. King dribbles against Kelsey. Almost hands it off to Courtney Bronner in traffic. Now gets it to Caitlin Bronner, who picks up her dribble. Gives it over to Moore. Moore on the right-hand wing. Bounce pass to King, top of the key. They don't respect her three-point ability at all. Moore has it.
What kind of offense is this for the Wildcats?
I don't know. It was a pretty bad one. As Tigers blow their chance on the rebound there. Caitlin Bronner gets the rebound and... in front of Kimberly Elsie, and Elsie fouls her. That'll be her second foul.
Third
foul. That'll be the eighth foul on the Tigers to one for the Novinger. I didn't realize the disparity was that wide here.
I don't know. I don't think that's quite right. You know that fouls should always equal out.
Well, ideally. And here you go. If you would hear the coach that's in front of us, we'll leave him nameless. But he thinks that the foul should be about 50-1. He complains all the time.
Caitlin
Bronner makes both. And it's back up to a 12-point lead now. 41-29. Elsie has it. Half court circle. Gets it to Hill. Hill over the top to Kelsey. Kelsey faces up Caitlin Bronner. Throws her off the glass. No good. How did that thing stay out?
How many shots
right
over the rim? Caitlin
Bronner up ahead to King. Tigers did not get back at all. I don't know what the problem was. King wasn't running maybe half speed, and the Tigers still blew it. Didn't get it back. Trey Cole has it back up to a, should be 14-point lead, I think. It doesn't matter. Elsie drains the three. 42-32 now. Now 43-32. As Hill steals it and gets it to Kelsey. Tigers have numbers here. Kelsey puts it up.
Yeah.
Bowls over King. Rebound's going to come to Courtney Bronner. She's going to take it all the way in. Trey Cole plays defense on her, and Courtney Bronner puts it up over anyway. Tigers have to come back the other way. It's up to a 13-point lead now. Cole bounce pass to Elsie. Elsie.
Go ahead.
They need to shoot a three here, I believe, to start chipping away at this thing. Cole has it on the right wing. Now feeds it to wide open Hill. That works, too. She missed it. Oh, gee, wide open Hill was. She didn't quite have her balance. And it was rebounded by, I don't know, I was too discouraged. I didn't see who got the rebound, but Nominger did.
Nominger got the rebound.
And King has it now, right wing for Moore. Moore just looking to burn. She travels!
I guess she shuffled the feet when she was looking to pass. Heck of a break there by the Tigers. They're still down 13 with 5:14 left to play.
Kelsey's going to throw it in to Sheree Cole. Cole's going to bring it across now. Gets it to LZ on the right-hand wing. Ball fake around Middleton, who basket's tipped up by Caitlin Bronner and controlled by Bronner. She gets it to Katie King, who fires it down the court to Middleton. Middleton thinks about the bounce pass across to Moore. Ends up getting it out to Caitlin Bronner instead. Moore has it. Gets it out to King. King holds it high and gets it to Middleton. Middleton underneath to Caitlin Bronner. He takes one dribble in front of King. Off the backboard. Good. Backboard, rim, backboard, and in. Now up to a 15-point lead. Tigers better get it in gear. They have time for one more run if they run it, can run some sort of offense here. Elsie's going to throw up a three.
There you go. Offense.
Boy, she's really starting to fire it here in this second half. Elsie playing against Courtney Bronner now. Bronner's going to go all the way in. Tigers aren't going to stop her. She loses the ball on the way up. They're going to give a foul to Haley Kelsey. That'll
Scudder.
Be two fouls on her.
Ooh, I thought they were going to get Scudder. Oh, good call.
Well, the way Haley turned around and discussed, you can kind of tell it was her. The players have a sixth sense about these things. Courtney Bronner is going to get to shoot two free throws here. That's nine fouls on the Tigers to one for Novinger.
And Kelsey's fourth.
First free throw is good. It's 48-35.
These free throws are really depleting the Tigers' chance of coming back.
Well, that's four fouls on Kelsey. That's going to deplete it, too, having a depleted bench. We need to have some of these fouls start evening out here, if there's even enough time for that. Scudder gets it on the block, takes a strong move, and there's going to be a foul underneath by one of the Bronners. They were both standing right there.
The Tigers have call-up they haven't even put in the game yet. I mean,
She's been playing well the last couple games.
An excuse of being tired shouldn't work because call-up is always available on the bench. They should get her in. She's been shooting pretty well, too. Now baseline for Kelsey, her passes.
I don't know what that... She was all the way in the corner, and she tried to pass it all the way across the court. It never did get above head high, and the Wildcats picked it off pretty easily. King brings it across, has it between the circles. I smelled burning popcorn when I came in. I think there's a different smell in the air right now, though.
But it's Middleton still burning.
She's going to drive in the lane. She's going to be fouled by Cole. I would let Middleton shoot that on the run there.
Well, how many is that on Cole?
That's four on Cole. Coach Williams is so mad she can't even yell at him, really.
Well, the Tigers need about a three of possession now to come back.
Yeah, they're down 14 with 3:44 left to go. And
two free throws.
Two free throws coming up for the Wildcats, who've been doing a good job in the second half of hitting from the line.
Yeah, neither team was doing very good at free throw line at the beginning of the game, but the Wildcats have picked it up. And the Tigers really haven't had too many opportunities to shoot from the stripe.
Didn't mean to ruffle your tickets there.
I tell you right now, if I win this raffle that I bought tickets for tonight, I'm going to go crazy. I'm heading straight for the banana bread is what I'm doing. I tried to get the people that run it to set aside a loaf for me, and they said that wouldn't be fair. But, hey, I'm serving the community here.
I'm sure everybody that's listening appreciates it.
All zero of you right now. On the replay, just imagine me sitting there in my living room eating a nice, warm slice of banana bread. And you can smile and think, boy, I'm really glad good things are happening to that guy. Because I've been shut out on Powerball the last 2 weeks.
Middleton hit both of her free throws, and the Tigers get the ball into Elsie with 3:40 left to play. Collip is going to finally check in. Scudder gets it into Hill. Hill, what? She gets a two-pointer, but daggone, if you're going to come back, you need some threes, folks. We have plenty of people that can shoot threes. Now the Wildcats are just going to burn clock.
And why not? They earned the right to do that.
3:20 left to play. They get it off to Middleton, top the key. They feed it now into Bronner. Bronner, heck, she's shooting. She made it.
She doesn't adhere to the clock burning theory.
Now Cole's going to bring it up with 3:08 left to play. 53-37 is your score. 16-point deficit the Tigers have got to come back on. Elsie gets into Scudder. We're going to work on the two-point game again. Scudder shot's no good. Rebounded by Bronner. Caitlin, that is. Caitlin gets it now off to King. King dribbles up the baseline and gets it to Courtney Bronner, who promptly shoots and misses. Rebound, it gets her own rebound. Now kicks out to Moore, misses the shot.
Boy, the crowd really wanted that one, didn't they?
Now Cole has it. She's going to stop. She should have shot. Instead, she kicks it into Clarkson. Now back out to Elsie. Elsie standing there with the ball. Girls, you got to do something. Now blocked by Caitlin Bronner. Now to Cole for three. Hello. Nope. She missed it. Rebounded by Caitlin Bronner. Bronner's everywhere on defense. Blocking, rebounding.
Well, two of them.
That was the same. It was the same one, though.
Oh, okay. I got it. Courtney Bronner's trapped over on the other side. She gets
oh.
a few. Kimberly Elsie gets tripped. Falls down, they don't call anything. Now they wait for a scrum to emerge, and then they blow the whistle and say jump ball. Why not? I don't know what the ref symbol is for scrum, but hey, we're going to have a timeout here by Nominger, I believe. It's going to be Tiger ball, we'll say. 53-37, 2:10 left to go in the fourth. Oh, we still have a chance that if you're listening at home and you're discouraged, you just think there's still a chance that I could win this raffle tonight and everything will work out well.
Well, I hope you win that so we can stop hearing about it. I would laugh, though, if I thought you blew your chance on winning the Powerball just to get that loaf of...
The loaf, I have a lot better chances of winning this. There's two loaves of banana bread. Oh, that's over. That's definitely over.
I think it was on Middleton.
She was in the front court. Now they call a jump ball again. She was in the front court, jumped up, caught it in the air, and landed in the back court. I think that's a textbook over and back. Here we go. Sheree Cole is going to bring it across. 2 minutes left to go. 53-37. Elsie has it. Left-hand wing. Dribbles around top of the key, launches a long three, no good, front of the rim, rebound Courtney Bronner. This game's as good as over.
Are you saying you don't have any hope left for the Tigers?
I'm saying it looks pretty bad. Caitlin Bronner on the floor. There's going to be another jump ball. We're going to try to set a record here. Why not?
1:44 left to play. I smell comeback.
Caitlin Bronner is going to inbound. Gets it to Courtney Bronner. All the way to Middleton. Middleton thinks for a little bit about driving to the basket, but Cole gets back instead. Courtney Bronner drives in. Now comes back out, gets it to King, who holds it high at the half-court circle. Guarded by Ashley Clarkson. She gives it to Courtney Bronner. He's going to be fouled by Elsie.
Oh, she sets down.
Oh, well, she's tired. That'll be two free throws.
That's four on Elsie. I think we have three players now with four fouls for Brashear. Maybe
right.
Four.
And they stopped keeping track of fouls at 10. And they have at least 10 now. Fouls are 10 to 2. Novinger, or Brashear, has 10 fouls at least. That is four fouls on Elsie. Yeah, that's three players I think we have with four fouls. Courtney Bronner makes both. It's 55-37, 18-point lead with a minute 25 left to go. Elsie with a bounce pass to Cole, right-hand wing. Guarded closely by Middleton. I tell you what, Novinger's not calling off the dogs here as Elsie puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Courtney Bronner. Going to be fouled by Hill. We might as well get another person up to four fouls.
Did she only have three? I thought she might have been the one that had four.
Well, she might have. She's not acting like she did. Nope.
She's got three.
What has she been doing all night?
I don't know.
You haven't been playing D tonight unless you got four fouls.
That's right.
Apparently.
That's a good philosophy to go by.
Courtney Bronner is going to get the benefit of some. She's making sure she's keeping the ball in her hands here at the end of the game with the double bonus on. That's for sure.
Well, the lead's now up to 19 with 1:15 left to play. How many points is that per second? We still have plenty of time for a point a second.
Well,
that's tough to do, though.
Yeah.
Especially it takes us 5 or 6 seconds to get it across, so we can only get three per time. This possession is taking a little bit longer than that. LZ trying to work against Middleton over on the side. Gets it out to Cole. Cole bounce pass into Clarkson, who tries to help them to move. Bounce pass to LZ. 56 seconds left to Hill, top of the key. Hill with a ball fake. Picks up a dribble, gets it to Cole. Cole with a touch pass to LZ, who shoots it from 18.
Bang.
That's good. 57-39, cuts it under 20. There's just 45 seconds left to go. Courtney Bronner brings it down the floor. Don't foul her, ladies. There's no need to. Oops, she gets it taken away by LZ. 3-on-2 for the Tigers. LZ bounce pass to Cole. Cole puts it up off the glass and good. Here's that comeback that happened about 5 minutes too late. It's 57-41, 26 seconds left to go. Middleton dribbles in and gets the call up. Now comes back out. King has it between the circles. Gets it to Moore. Moore all alone. Dribbles in, then comes back out again. Gets it to King. 12 seconds left to go. Nominger played a good game tonight. You got to give him that. They just outplayed the Tigers on both ends. The Tigers going to get another chance to cut into the lead here, but it's 57-41.
We need a 20-point shot. Can you come up with one?
Well, we can hope that their team gets a lot of bench technicals, maybe. Cole brings it up. She shoots it from half court.
Oh, nice! She drained that.
On senior night, there she was about a step inside half court with about 5 seconds left.
Wow.
And she drained it, nothing but net. That's going to leave our final score, 57-44. We'll be back after senior night festivities here at Brashear.
right.
Hey, we're going to come back with another game for you from Brashear Arena, Senior Night 2006. You weren't in the gym. You missed a nice ceremony here between, or announced a nice tradition they have at Brashear is that they announce all the seniors on Senior Night, not just the senior basketball players. So that's always a good thing. Even though we only had, I think, 13 in the senior class this year, so it's a little bit easier than usual. We're going to have some starting lineups here. First off, for the Wildcats, we're going to have Evan Stoll, Dakota Jake Hughes, Josh Denton, Grant Daniels, and Justin Denton. Almost the first five on your program, save Justin Denton. It was nice last game when we only had one Denton on the floor. We didn't have to keep referring to him by their first name. Now, senior night starters for Brashear. Andrew Linhart, who's a senior, and Cale Moore, who's a senior. That's everybody on the seniors. We're also going to add Jacob Shipman to that mix. Cale Watson and Tyler Killen is going to round out the starting five. We'll see what kind of game the Tigers can play here in front of the home crowd. The girls had a little bit of trouble in their game. They ended up going down to defeat by about 20 or so. I think it was maybe 17 or so. Whatever it was after Sheree's half-court heave there at the end of the game. So we'll just have to see how this one goes out. It's probably going to be Denton and Watson jumping it up here at half-court to get us going.
I'd say that'd be a good guess.
Yeah. Well, since Denton's about 5 inches taller than everybody else. Hey, I was right. That bodes well for my raffle. Just for the record, John and I are facing each other in the raffle that I was talking about earlier, so... Maybe we'll both win.
What are you going for?
I'm going for banana bread, and I've made that known ever since I started talking about it. I'm heading straight for the banana bread. So Denton knocks it to Daniels, and Novinger is going to control the tip. Stoll is going to get it first. He has it at the half court circle. Works against Linhart. Josh Denton gets it over on the right hand wing. Gets it to Dakota Jake Hughes inside to Daniels, who gets it up to Denton, Justin Denton, underneath. Rebound's going to come to Josh Denton. He tries to tip it up and in, no good. And rebound's going to go to Cale Watson, who's going to bring it out. Cale, crossover dribble. Bounce pass into Shipman, who almost loses it. Now he does lose it out of bounds, but it's going to stay with the Tigers. Stoll knocked it away. Cale Watson's going to throw it in underneath the basket. Slaps the ball. Bounce pass to Linhart. Linhart to Cale Watson, who's going to fire a three to start out. Bang, no good. It's going to rebound Josh Denton. Both the Denton brothers are active early on here, and we got a 0-0 score. Stoll inside to Daniels, who gets it knocked away by Linhart, who's active himself early on.
A little bit different alignment. They've got Grant Daniels setting up in the paint. I don't remember seeing him do that. He usually brought the ball down.
Yeah, he's basically what you'd call their point guard, maybe a point forward even, but he definitely doesn't start a lot of his offense inside the perimeter. He likes to start outside and work in. He's going to shoot a shot from 15. Back to the rim, no good. Rebound by Jacob Shipman. Tigers are coming the other way. Cale Watson brings it across. Has it at the half-court circle. Bounce pass to Cale Moore, and it's going to be out of bounds. That was a little bit too much mustard on that one from Cale Watson. It looked like he kind of picked up speed a little bit once it hit the floor. There's something on the floor over there. We got rid of it. Now the Wildcats are going to throw it in on the opposite side of the floor. Wildcats are going left to right here in the first half. 6:50 left to go. It's still 0-0. Stoll with a bounce pass to Josh Denton on the right-hand wing. Gets it to Dakota Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes gets it to Daniels in the middle of the lane. Dribbles off his foot. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Wildcats. Three or four Tigers had a chance to pick it up, but it just kind of skipped by all of them and rolled out of bounds. Daniels is going to throw it in over in front of one of the classrooms there. Jake Hughes gets it to Stoll. Stoll with a ball fake. Gets it back. Now Daniels going to heave a three. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound to Shipman. That's his second rebound. Gets it to Watson. Watson's going to bring it across. Watson gets some space and fires from 15. No good. Back to the rim. Rebound fought and gathered by Justin Denton. Gets it to Daniels. Daniels tries to go around. Cale Moore. Cale Moore would play some good defense on it. Makes him give up the ball to Josh Denton. To Stoll on the right-hand wing.
Dole holds it high, now dribbles in the lane, throws up a shot, no good, rebound, tipped up, and it's going to go to Tyler Killen underneath. Tigers doing a good job on the boards early on. Neither team's able to score at 2 minutes into the game. Both teams have had some good looks, but nothing falling yet. Kind of the same itis that the girls had in their game. Kale Moore loses the ball to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes is going to go up for the layup, going to be blocked by Moore, and they're going to call a foul on Kale. That'll be the first foul of the game, first foul on Kale.
Both these teams are just cold as ice in the early going here. They don't seem to be able to hit a thing.
That may be just an indication of the temperature outside, too. Jake Hughes' first shot to back of the rim, no good. 0-0, 5:50 left to go. Here's the second. There's some points. 1-0, Novinger.
I think that would be the singular.
That would be, yes. There's the point. Cale Watson brings it across now, working against Daniels. Ball gets tipped up. Linhart gets it finally. Now has it stolen by Daniels. Daniels loses it to Watson. So the Tigers will keep it on their half the court. Watson works against Daniels. Now gets it to Linhart. Linhart's going to... he's going to throw it away. Daniels tried to get up and get the steal, but ended up hitting off his hand, going out of bounds. Tigers are lucky. That's twice the Tigers have tried to turn it over this possession. And both times it's able to stay down here with Brashear. Watson throws it in. Gets in the corner to Linhart. To Shipman, who throws up three. No good. Rebound by Jake Hughes in the middle. He gets it to Daniels, and Daniels will bring it across. 5:21 left to go. Daniels all the way in. A floater. No good. Rebound goes to Tyler Killen. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Justin Denton. Go back to the Tigers. There's another good rebound by Tyler. Tigers are active underneath the basket tonight. That's a good sign.
Probably more rebounds in the first 5 minutes than in some of the entire game.
That's right. Stoll ends up stealing it from Linhart, who loses it to Justin Denton. Now Daniels all the way across, challenged by Jacob Shipman, but he's going to get the layup to go. It's 3-0 Namja now, 4:54 left to go. Cale Watson's going to bring it across.
Watson's going to take it around the left side, just about loses the handle on it, but will bring it back out, hands it off to Andrew Linhart up top, sends it to Cale Moore on the right wing. Moore's going to drive it in, and it goes. Nice looking move by Cale Moore. He took it all the way in and converted for the two. 3-2. Novinger with the advantage, 4:33 left in the first period. Denton over on the right side, sends it to Daniels in the right corner, guarded by Linhart. Back to Denton. His shot for three is a little bit off the mark to the left, and it'll go out of bounds, but Novinger will retain possession of the ball. I think it was probably tipped out by Tyler Killen there towards the end. Grant Daniels will inbound it. Gets it over to Jake Hughes on the left side. His shot for three is a little too strong. Shipman had it for a second, then lost the handle on it. Daniels ends up with it, takes it in the lane. His shot's no good, but he's fouled. Foul's going to be on 25, Cale Moore. Four 14 left in the first. 3-2 still. Novinger with the advantage. Denton now at the line with the opportunity to shoot a couple. And in comes Mr. Anderson.
They ended up giving him the basket on that. It looked like the ref gave no indication that the basket was good until we came up to the line and getting ready to shoot, and Novinger's coach lobbied for the basket, and he ended up getting it. It's 5-2, Bobcats.
Cale Watson hands it up to Andrew Linhart. Beats the coverage. A nice-looking turnaround shot from about 15 foot. It's good. 5-4 now. Novinger with the advantage. Denton brings it across the timeline. Kicks it over to Jake Hughes at the right wing. Jake Hughes sends it in. Kicks it back out to Daniels in the right corner. His shot for three is no good. And Stoll comes up with it. Kicks it back to Denton. His nice little spin move, but shot's no good. And Tyler Killen comes up with the rebound, hands it up front to Cale Moore, who brings it across the line, sends it over to Cale Watson. The battle of the Cales here. Watson takes a look at the drive in the lane. He's guarded by Daniels. Sends it over to Cale Moore on the right wing. Oh, nice looking little move into Watson. He drives along the lane, puts it up along the baseline. It's good.
Tigers have a lead, 6-5.
How's about that? Daniels now with the ball, sends it over to Stoll. Back into Daniels in the lane, kicks it over to Jake Hughes on the left side. His little 12-foot shot's no good, but the big man comes up with a rebound and a put back, and now Novinger's back up on top, 7-6. 2:55 left in the first. Cale Watson now with the ball for the Tigers. Watson guarded by Daniels. Watson looks around, sends it over to Cale Moore on the right side. Sends it over to Linhart's left side, back to Watson. Nice looking shot up
nice
off the glass.
Shot off the glass. They plan to do that one. Sometimes, a lot of times, they don't mean to hit it off the bank. But
that shot was so far off that it hit the glass and went in. Stole with the, I don't know if that was it. I guess they just gave him two.
No, they gave him three on that, I think.
All right, so 10-8, Novin with the
advantage. Sadly, I didn't want to believe it either, John.
Linhart sends it over to Cale Moore on the right side. Moore drives in the lane, and he has the ball stripped.
Way to be aggressive, Cale.
That's right. They're going to call a foul, but they're going to say it was on the floor.
Tigers are basically running their offense through the seniors tonight. Linhart and Cale Moore. Belzer is going to come in for Mr. Anderson. Cale Watson is going to throw it in under the basket. We've got 2:07 left to go. It's 10-8. Bounce pass underneath is going to be stolen by Stoll. Belzer is going to see if he can make up for it the other end. No. I don't know what was the deal was. The pass just came right up the middle of the lane, and nobody went for it, and finally Stoll came up with it. 12-8. Linhart has it. Left-hand wing. Picks up his dribble. Gets it to Belzer at the free throw line. Belzer goes in. Throws up a shot off glass. No good. Rebounded by Josh Denton. Throws it to Justin Denton, who goes down at the other end. Does a little hop step. He's going to be fouled by Cale Moore. He's going to get his money's worth of fouls here in the first quarter. That'll be his third. He's the only one getting back on defense, though. So
that was a really a strong move by the big man taking it to the basket.
He's going to get two free throws. They give the foul to Cale. That's his third. He's got the only fouls of the game for the Tigers here. That means nobody else playing defense, I guess.
Well, Cale hasn't gotten a lot of experience this year, so.
As the two Wildcats go up for the rebound, grab it, come down with it, and that's going to be traveling. 13-8 with 1:30 left to go. Yeah, Cale, it'd been nice to see him get out and get some more minutes here over the course of the season, but Tigers played a lot of close games here for one or two or three quarters, and then they end up losing it in the fourth, so. Oh, Cale Moore telegraphs that pass. Stoll's going to steal it, does a jump stop down at the other end, and makes the basket. So, Novinger's gone on after it was 8-7 Tigers. Novinger's gone on an 8-point run. It's 15-8. Novinger, 1:10 left to go. Linhart picks up his dribble, now gives it to Cale Watson. Watson gives it to Cale Moore. And underneath to Belzer, who loses it to Josh Denton. Josh Denton to Stoll. Stoll with a jump step. He's going to put the layup in. He's getting a lot of garbage points here, just being down at the other end of the court underneath the basket. So 17-8 now. 50 seconds left to go. Linhart gets it on the right-hand wing. Underneath to Killen. Killen shoots it up over Denton. No good. Rebound. Tyler Killen saved it. Now Josiah Belzer gets it. He throws it up off the glass. No good. Tip up. It's going to be gathered by Justin Denton. There's 35 seconds left to go. He dribbles across. Doesn't look too comfy with it. It's Grant Daniels. Fills the lane with it. Off the backboard. No good. The rebound tipped out. It's going to be controlled by Jake Hughes. He gets it to Josh Denton. It's going to be knocked away by Moore into the backcourt, but Denton gets it back. Gets it to Stoll. Stoll's on the right-hand wing. Comes back up at the top. They're going to work for the last shot. 15 seconds left to go. It's 17-8. Jake Hughes into Daniels. Bounce pass into Denton, who was off the glass and good. 19-8. That's a 12-point run for Novinger. Cale Watson brings it across. 6 seconds left. Gives it to Linhart. He's going to heave a long three here. Front of the rim. Go! Hey! Might as well on senior night. Nice little shot. Hits the front of the rim. Shoots up in the air 2 or 3 feet and comes back down through the hoop. That ends the 12-0 run by the Wildcats. And Tigers going to go into the second quarter with a 19-11 deficit.
It's kind of one of those deals that Tigers have played with a team for a while and then just kind of lost the initiative and
got down
pretty quick.
Yeah, they'll get in these funks where they, like an 8-0 or 10-0 funk or 12-2 or whatever it is. I mean, it's been plaguing them all year and things haven't changed. This is the last conference game for the Tigers. They'll play North Shelby here at Brashear Arena, I believe, on Tuesday night. If they do play here, we'll have that game for you definitely. And then we go right to districts. Next Saturday is our first game where we play these very same Novinger Wildcats.
And I guess we should say that we think we're making progress towards getting set up to broadcast the districts as well.
We'll just have to see how that works out. It was quite a rigmarole last year. Maybe a lot of those channels we opened last year are still open. as Linhart's going to inbound to Watson in the backcourt.
Hey,
Watson will bring it back.
The wheels are grease this time.
The wheels are grease. They were in motion last time, but they were making a lot of noise. We didn't know what we were doing broadcasting on the road. Shane Miller is getting some early playing time here underneath the basket as Watson works against Daniels over on the other side. Linhart with the ball fake at the top of the key. Gets it to Watson over on the right wing. Watson gets it to Linhart, wide open for three. It's going to be way short. Rebounded by Josh Denton underneath. That was an air ball for Linhart. Josh Denton's going to bring it across. Fires it over to Stoll, and that was a horrible pass by Denton. He kind of just wheeled it around, this kind of windmill pass, and it Stoll lost it out of bounds. It was way too high for him. 19-11 Tigers, or 19-11 Wildcats, 7:22 left to go in the first half. Linhart over to Belzer. Belzer thinks about three, now comes back out. Bounce pass into Miller. Miller with a ball fake. Is going to have it blocked by Denton. Belzer should have shot his first shot. His first instinct there at the free throw line. Took a dribble in. Ends up losing it. As Josh Denton goes down to the other end, throws up one of the craziest shots I've ever seen. Barely draws the bottom corner of the backboard on it. And Keel Watson comes up with it. He's playing a little bit out of control here these last couple trips.
Kind of a windmill type thing.
Yeah, that looked like his pass. Miller throws up a shot over his head. No good. Rebound is going to be gathered by Justin Denton. He gets it to Daniels, and Daniels will bring it across. 19-11, 6:40 left to go in the first half.
Some of these boys for Brashear haven't had much playing time. They're used to just, whenever they get the ball, taking a shot. And unfortunately, that's a little bit of what they're doing. Novins are able to convert there. 21-11, Tigers down by a dime now. 6:26 left in the half. Andrew Linhart will bring it across the timeline. Sends it over the right corner to Josiah Belzer. He tries to get it into Tyler Killen, but Novins comes up with a steal. But it does end up going out of bounds. No. But they're going to say it's Novinger will retain possession of the ball. I would have thought would have been the last one to touch it. But
we threw it out of bounds, and then before Novinger could go save it, it was out of bounds anyway. So
Stoll brings it across the timeline, sends it over to Jake Hughes on the left wing, back out to Denton over the Stoll on the right side. Denton, right blocks into Daniels in the paint. His shot up off the glass was good. That was a nice-looking play there. A lot of good ball movement and the conversion of the points. 23-11, Novinger with the advantage. 5:56 left in the half. Linhart sends it over to Cale Watson on the right wing. In the paint to Tyler Killen. Kicks it back to Belzer up top. Sends it over the left side. Shot for three is well short by Andrew Linhart. Daniels is going to take it. Well, takes the most away. Back to Denton. Back to... Well, it was the big man, back to his younger brother, back to the big man, and no good.
Sound like John had to stutter there for a little bit, but that was an old Denton traveled or fast break there.
In the meantime, Linhart gets it over to Belzer on the right side. Belzer tries to do a cross-court pass, comes up short. Stoll comes up with the rebound.
Nice play.
Nice play. Cale Watson with the steal, but he's going out of bounds, and he kicked it back to Linhart.
That athlete written all over it there.
Tigers retain possession of it. Cale Watson up top sends it over to Linhart, the left side. Over to Josiah Belzer up top, over to Linhart. He's got to be careful about threw that one away and did throw it that way. Daniels comes up with it, takes it all the way coast to coast for an easy layup. 25-11, Novinger with the advantage. 4:51 left in the half. Linhart will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. Walks it across. Everybody from Novinger goes back. Send it into Killen. Killen had it stripped away from him from the back by Daniels, or Denton, I should say. Stoll brings it across, sends it over to the younger Denton. Back to Jake Hughes up top. Stoll on the left side. His shot for three is a little strong, and Tyler Killen comes up with the rebound, hands it off to Watson, and we're coming the other way. Watson's going to drive it in the lane, pulls up for a jump shot's no good, and they're going to call a foul on
Josh Denton there, over the back on Miller.
So it'll be Tigers ball. It's the first foul on Josh Denton. They get it into Watson in the left corner. He sends it out to Linhart up top. His shot for three is good. That was almost a pro difference.
Yeah, that's the second shot he's hit like that tonight, so he might as well stay out there. They're less likely to come out and guard you at least.
Denton sends it over to Stoll in the lane to Daniels, and Josiah Belzer comes up with a steal. How about that, Josiah? He kicks it back to Cale Watson. Watson's going to bring it across the timeline for the Tigers, guarded by Daniels. Sends it over to Belzer. thought about shooting for three.
That
was going to kick her back out.
That
the
was a head, shoulder, and hip fake by Belzer. There, almost fell over backwards.
Wow, bad pass, but it ends up with Tyler Killen's hands, and he knew what to do with it.
That's right. You've got to clean up the garbage. He puts it in from three.
25-16, Novinger with the advantage, 3:28.5. Denton to J.Q. J.Q. drives along the right side of the lane, steps it into the center. About a five-foot jump shot's good. 3:18 left in the half, 27-16. Novinger with the advantage. Linhart walks it back for the Tigers. Guarded by J.Q., sends it over to Belzer. Goes through his hand, goes out of bounds. It'll be Novinger's ball with the
turnover.
Boy,
he looked like somebody just kicked his dog, too. He knew he squandered a chance there.
Yeah, he was looking and thinking about what he was going to do with it before he had it in his hands.
And that's always trouble. Football, baseball, basketball, doesn't matter what sport, you got to have the ball before you can do anything with it.
Stoll sends it over to Denton. Denton back to J.Q.'s up top. J.Q.'s going to drive it in the right side of the lane, kicks it back out to Denton, who sends it over to Stoll into the big man. The senior Denton back out to Daniels up top. Daniels cross-court pass. And J.Q.'s had his hands on it, but it was too much heat on it. Went out of bounds. It's going to be Tigers' ball now. 2:45 left in the half, 27-16, Novinger. Linhart with the ball. Novinger all falls back. Linhart brings it across the timeline. Sends it over to Cale Moore back in the game. Cale sends it into Belzer. Belzer took it up, but he was well guarded, and it was partially blocked. Novinger comes up with it. Grant Daniels sends it way up ahead to J.Q.'s. J.Q.'s faked out Linhart in the lane and put it up for two. Nice looking move by J.Q. 29-16 Novinger. Linhart sends it over to Cale Moore on the right hand side. Back out to Cale Watson up top. Watson back to Moore. Back to Linhart. Linhart's going to shoot for three again. Goes in again.
Hey.
How about that? I bet he's in the zone now.
Might as well keep getting it to him. That was another shot from about 2 or 3 feet outside the arc there.
Tigers down by a dime, 29-19. Denton cross-court over to Stoll. Stoll on the left side of the lane, 12-foot jump shot up off the glass. That's another one of those. I'm not exactly sure that he was intending to use a glass, but he did, and it went in. 31-19, Novinger with the advantage. Cale Moore has it on the right-hand side. His shot for three is a little too strong. The bounce is kind of back to him off the far side of the rim.
Belzer gets clocked on that rebound. He's going to get the benefit of a foul there. It'll be a foul on Daniels, and that's his first.
Watson, Linhart, he's going to shoot it again for three. This time it's no good. Denton with the rebound, and he was pushed. I think the foul's going to be on Josiah Belzer.
It'll be on Tyler. It almost looks like they got Tyler for pushing Josiah on that rebound. Because I saw Josiah go flying out of there. Maybe Josiah just weighs less than Justin Denton, but Josiah ended up landing farther away from Tyler at the end of it. So
Tigers playing a little press. Daniels gets it across the timeline, kicks it back out to Denton, who shot for three is no good. J.Q.'s with the rebound, kicks it to Stoll over to Daniels on the left side of the lane. He takes it up. His shot's no good, but he gets his own rebound. This shot's going to fall in. 109 left in the half, 31-33-19. Novinger with the advantage. Linhart's going to bring it back. Novinger pulls back, all falls back, so Linhart will walk it across the timeline, sends it to Moore over on the right side. Moore in the lane to Killen. Killen back out to Linhart. Shot's no good. Novinger comes up with it. Stoll's going to take it coast to coast, but then kicks it off to J.Q.'s the last minute. Shot's no good. Denton with the rebound. Put back, no good. Denton with the follow-up again. He's able to convert. 38 seconds, 35-19 Novinger. Linhart's going to bring it back the other way. Linhart over to Moore on the right side. Moore into the lane to Belzer. Belzer waited too long, but sends it over to Linhart. Linhart cross-court to... And it's J.Q.'s with the ball. He was sending it back to Tyler Killen, but J.Q.'s got his hands on it. Stoll has it over on the right-hand side. 12 seconds left. Novinger waiting for the last shot. Stoll kicks it over to Denton. Denton better do something with it, and he does. And his shot up in the glass is good. Man, he was about 10 feet back of the three-point line when he shot that.
There's no reason for that either because they, they had 10 seconds to run a play on that, and they have to settle for a shot, like John said, 10 feet behind the line. So I don't get it, but hey.
But everything's falling for them.
It's 3 points, so what can you say? Ooh, I got to get ready for this raffle here. see. We got 1.5 left of basketball for tonight. Novice are going to start this half with a 38-19 lead, doubling up on the poor Tigers there at senior night. Senior's been a big part of the night for the Tigers here. Kale Moore and Andrew Linhart both giving quality minutes. Moore down more at the defensive end. Linhart with his three-pointers at the offensive end. It'll be Novinger ball to start out with. Starters go back in for both teams except for, we'll have Josiah Belzer instead of Jacob Shipman. Stoll has it between circles, gets it to Jake Hughes on the right wing, rises and shoots. Good. He's been hitting them tonight. And it's up to a 40-19 now. Kale Watson gives it over to Moore. Moore drives in. It's going to be blocked twice somehow out of bounds. He's going to stay with the Tigers. Got blocked once by the guy guarding him and then once by Justin Denton, who came over and helped. Kale Watson throws it in, who gives it to Moore, who was coming in a little bit too fast, and he lost it to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes gets it to Josh Denton. Over to Stoll. He gets it to Jake Hughes. To Josh Denton on the right wing. Holds it high. Lob pass almost stolen by Linhart to Stoll to Jake Hughes. Thinks about shooting, now gets it out to Stoll. One-handed pass to Denton on the right-hand wing. Gets it to Jake Hughes. Over to Denton. Top of the key to Stoll to Jake Hughes, who rises up. No good. Rebound's going to go to Stoll. He gets it over to Josh Denton, who thinks about three, now drives in. Little shot off one leg, no good. Rebound is going to be tipped out of bounds by Novinger. It's going to go to the Tigers. Both Denton brothers had their hands on that one, ended up knocking it away from each other. 40-19, just under 7 minutes left to go in the third.
What have I missed?
Two-pointer by the Wildcats, and that's it. Linhart gets it over to Moore on the left wing. Bounce pass into Killen, who's going to shoot it from the junction. Nice shot, Tyler. He's got a quick release on that. As soon as he gets it in his position on the offense, he's ready to put it up. So that's good. As long as you can get it to him in that position, I guess. Josh Denton.
His confidence level has really increased pretty dramatically over the course of the season.
He missed quite a bit of time at the start because he hurt his knee in baseball. So he missed probably the first third of the season, first maybe quarter. And he's getting to play a lot more. He's getting to start a lot more. And those minutes can do nothing but help you, really. As the Wildcats put in another basket, 42-21. Wildcats are keeping up. They're doubling up. Belzer gets it at the junction. Thinks twice about shooting it against Denton. Gives it out to Linhart between the circles. Linhart drifts over to the right-hand side. Almost loses it. Now gets it to Kale Watson, who drifts over to the left-hand side. He's going to put up a long three. Backboard no good. Rebound's going to come to Jake Hughes, who's going to drive all the way in the lane. Nobody picked up the ball. It's going to be blocked by Kale Watson off the backboard, and Linhart picks it up. Linhart waits for everybody to go by, and then he brings it across all alone. 5:37 left to go. It's 42-21. Kale Moore gets it, fires it into Tyler Killen, is spotting the offense. He's not able to hit this one, but they knew what they were doing on that. Denton comes up with the rebound. He gets it to Stoll, and Wildcats are heading back the other way. Josh Denton now switches sides and comes over here to the left-hand side. Justin Denton rises up from 18. Good.
What's he doing all the way up there?
He did it. We have to keep pushing him farther out, I guess. 44-21.
Maybe we could have him go down to the cafeteria and get a sandwich or something.
Yeah. We need to call a last call on the sandwiches. Speaking of food, John and I were both severely disappointed in our losses with what I like to call the worst raffle in the history of the world at halftime. No, it was for a good cause. They came within two of my number on the raffle. I don't know if John ever sniffed anything close to him.
Well, I sniffed the banana bread.
Well, I saw the banana bread go out in front of me, and I just about started crying. Well, I hope our chances go better on Powerball tomorrow night. We may have new equipment by the time we come back Tuesday. Who knows? Max out the old credit cards before the check clears for Powerball. We'll see what happens. Linhart gets a rebound on the Wildcats end, and he's going to bring it back. 44-21 with 4.5 minutes left to go. Picks up his dribble, now gives it to Watson on the right-hand wing. Watson to Moore, top of the key. Kale gets it over to Andrew Linhart. Ball fake. Now inside to Tyler Killen, who throws up a shot. Good. Hey.
Boy, he's deadly, and he's coming out far enough away from the lane, and he's up all the way up near the free throw line that they're not coming out to cover him, and he's able to convert that shot.
They're going to have to come out and cover him if he's going to keep hitting that. 44-23. Daniels underneath to Justin Denton, who goes underneath the basket. No good. Rebound comes off Andrew Linhart's head off of Denton's hand laying on the ground, and he's going to throw it out of bounds. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by him. There's not much he could have done on that.
I think Denton felt some pain from the hardwood on that one.
Yeah. We're going to have to charge him for some of the varnish he took off, I think. Kale Watson gets over to Kale Moore, tries to drive baseline. Scott comes out to Josiah Belzer, has trouble handling it, rises up against Denton in his grill and drills it
about
12 feet. Nice job, Josiah. Cuts it down below 20. It's 44-25. 3:40 left to go in the third.
Stoll brings it across, hands it off to Daniels on the left-hand side. His shot from the left side, from the left hand, is all good. 47-25. Novinger. Watson is going to bring it back for the Tigers. Takes a look at the lane, but then steps back out and then sends it over to the right-hand side. Stoll ends up with a steal. He hands it off to Daniels, whose shot's no good, but Stoll gets the rebound, and his shot is good. 49-25, Novinger. Stoll with a steal. How about that? Linhart has it up top. Now, Coach Copeland's going to decide to take a timeout. 49-25, 3 minutes left in the third. No fouls on either side. Tigers got themselves in a little bit of a hole here. They're going to have to dig themselves out of.
I think Coach was disappointed because that last play, Stoll and Daniels were running the break. Stoll got it to Daniels. Daniels threw up kind of a wild layup. They just kind of bounced around in the middle of the lane. Tigers had three guys down there. None of them ended up getting a rebound on that. None of them were within 5 or 6 feet of the underneath the basket, and Stoll was able to mop up the mess there. So that's disappointing. You got three guys down there, and none of them go for the rebound. You don't see all three of them go for it and fight for it and lose it out of bounds, and see none of them go for it and give up the two. So Coach Copeland took a timeout, wanted to talk it over with the guys. 49-25, but 3:09 left to go in the third quarter.
Got a little bit different personnel on the floor. We got Killen, Mr. Anderson, Shipman, Linhart, and Watson. Watson has it up top, sends it over to.
Okay. Hey, we're back now. We may have never left, as far as we know. Technical difficulties. That's why we're getting new equipment if we win the lottery, John, so we know this stuff. As long as we can get a media pass, I can get in the new Busch Stadium and watch as many games as I want. We'll be all right. Linhart, meanwhile, nothing happened while we were not broadcasting anyway. Shipman gets it blocked by Justin Denton, who gets it to Stoll, and the Wildcats heading the other way. There's 2.5 left to go in the third, 49-25, Wildcats. Daniels gets it to Linhart, Daniels gets it top of the key to Gunnels, who gets it to Daniels, to Stoll, underneath to Denton, who shoots it short. Rebound's going to come to Jacob Shipman. Takes a dribble and now gets it to Kale Watson. We're heading the other way.
I think Daniels down there at the other end said, hey, ball, I think I'll take this.
That's right. David Anderson gets it between the circles. Head and shoulders fake, working against Stoll. Now he comes back out to the circle, gets it to Linhart. Tigers have lost 3 or 4 balls tonight where they just, somebody will pass it to them and they'll look down court before they catch it and lose it out of bounds. It's happened way too much, and there's a bad pass by Linhart.
Man, you're quite the prognosticator there.
I tell you what, if it's bad news, I can see it coming. I can't do anything to stop it, but I know what's going on.
Stoll inbounds it to Denton, hands it off to Daniels. Daniels brings it across the timeline, sets up the offense, sends it over to Stoll on the left side. Stoll cross-court over to Daniels on the right side. Daniels looking to get it into the big man and does so. Watson had his hand on it, but they're going to call a foul.
I think Watson had his hand on Denton's back, too. It was a good play by Watson there, but you just got to watch your offhand, make sure you're not pushing him. That's only Kale's first, so.
Daniels gets it into the big man, and his spin-around, turnaround jump shot is good, 51-25 now. Novinger with the advantage. Linhart will bring it back the other way. Novinger all falls back, so Linhart has no trouble walking across the line. Sends it over to Anderson on the left side. His shot is real high and it's good.
Moon shot there. Almost hit the lights there underneath or hanging over the basket. Wowee.
Unfortunately, he put so much height in it, he didn't have the length, and it wasn't quite a three-pointer. So it's 51-27. Stoll gets it into Denton. And same deal. I think Watson got the hand on the ball, but also had a hand on the back.
Novinger starting to sub in more people now. Doss came in on the last timeout. Gunnels came in. We also got Caleb Dodson is in. Only two starters in for Novinger.
And you could just about bet there's a dip and there's one of them.
Yep, might as well.
Daniels sends it out to Denton, sends it over to the right-hand side to Gunnels. Gunnels hands it off to Daniels. Daniels to Gunnels up top. And Tigers come up with a steal. Watson's going to bring it back the other way. Tries to drive it along the left side of the lane. Sends it back out to Anderson on the left side. Anderson up to Linhart up top. Back over to Anderson on the right side. This time he bounced pass into Tyler Killen. His shot is good.
There he is again. Nice. Good hands, Tyler Killen there. I tell you what, even when it goes through the net, it's really soft. It's such a soft touch that it just kind of hangs around in the net a little bit.
Denton over to Daniels. Daniels' shot for three comes up short. Chipman comes up with a rebound. 6 seconds left. Linhart gets it across the line, and he almost walks with it, and then throws an off-balance shot. It's no good. Time expires. At the end of three, Knowledge leads it 51-29.
Tigers going to inbound to start the fourth quarter. We got 8 minutes left to go. It's 51-29 Tigers. It's comeback time. Chipman's going to inbound it to Linhart, and Linhart's going to start the quarter for us. We got Gunnels, Dodson, Daniels, Denton, and Denton in for Novinger. Anderson's pass almost stolen, but Watson comes up with it. He gets it over to Anderson now on the left wing. Jump stop in the lane. That's good. Nice play by David Anderson.
Nice
taking the
risk.
That was Matrix style right there.
That's right.
Dodson lob pass to Daniels on the left-hand wing, guarded by Linhart. Ooh, almost stolen by Anderson. That was good anticipation there. Gunnels has it on the right wing now. Gets it to Daniels. Daniels to Gunnels. As Gunnels finally heaves it up, it's going to be rebounded by Daniels underneath, who got position on Shane Miller. And Daniels going to put home the rebound. It's 53-31 now. 7:10 left to go in the fourth. Watson works against Daniels. They've been working against each other all night, really. As Miller turns around and heaves it, an air ball, it's going to go out of bounds to the Tigers. He turned around and just kind of flicked it up there from the junction. It's like John said earlier, these guys get in usually at the end of the game, and you got to get your shots where you can. So that's not what you want to see with 7 minutes left to go in the game. But Anderson playing ziplock defense on Gunnels over on the opposite side. They shift around and get it to Dodson, who puts the three home. There's points off the bench for Novinger. It's 56-31, 25-point lead, 6:38 left to go.
Linhart has on the right side, sends it into Shipman on the right block. He dribbles across the lane. A lot of coverage by Denton. He's able to convert and put it in. 56-33, Novinger. Dodson brings it across the timeline, running the opposite offense, gets it into Denton. Turn around, tries to get it up to his brother, but it was partially tipped, I think. Goes out of bounds, so Novinger will retain possession of it. Daniels is going to inbound it right over there by the water cooler. Sends it out to 41, Gunnels to Dodson. His shot for three is good. He's got the hot hand now. Linhart will bring it back the other way. Linhart sends it over to Anderson on the left-hand side. Anderson puts it on the floor. Cross-court over to, I'm not sure who had it, but Daniels ends up with it, and he takes it coast to coast, and he's fouled hard by Cale Watson. That first pass by the Tigers was way too high, and Linhart just couldn't hold on to it. He tried to tip it back in, but didn't go to a Tiger. It went right into Grant Daniels' hands. Third foul on 45. I guess that's Cale Watson. The first shot is good. 60-33. 5:57 left in the game. That left-handed southpaw shot is good for the second one as well. Shipman will inbound it for the Tigers. Watson has the ball. He brings it back the other way. Gets his instructions from Coach Copeland. Sends it over to Anderson on the right side. Anderson guarded by Dodson. Gets it into Shipman. Shipman drives along the lane. His shot is no good. Anderson comes up with the rebound. His turnaround shot is nothing but air. I'm not sure what he was shooting at. Dodson is going to come back the other way for Novinger. Dodson into Denton. The cross court over to Gunnels. Gunnels gets it into the big man. His shot is up and good. Nice looking play. Kind of sloppy looking, but it all worked. Linhart's coming back the other way for the Tigers. 5:21 left in the game. Linhart walks it across. Novinger falls back. Hands it off to Watson over on the right side. Watson to Anderson up top. Anderson over to Linhart. He's going to shoot from three, and it's a little too strong. And Dotson comes up with it, and he'll bring it back the other way for Novinger. Anderson fell right on his tailbone. He'll be sore tomorrow. Sends it over to Gunnels on the right-hand side. Gunnels puts it on the floor, literally, but he picks it back up. Cross-court back over to Dotson. Nice-looking fake by Shane Anderson. And shot's no good, but Denton comes up with it, and he knows what to do with it. 65-33 now, Novinger with the advantage. Cale Watson brings it back the other way. Hands it off to Linhart, and now Coach Copeland's going to take a timeout. 4:39 left in the game, 65-33.
So I'm not understanding. It looks like from the roster, Novinger's got quite a few people. They've still got three or four starters in pretty much the whole time, up by 30 at the end of the game. I don't know what point Coach is trying to make with that. But, hey, he's coaching. I'm not. I don't understand it. We've got eight guys on our team, so you're going to have two starters playing all the time anyway. But it's like we were talking about earlier, about getting your bench guys a lot of minutes. So when they come in the game, they know what they're doing. And I just don't see how this benefits your team heading into districts by playing your starters the whole game. But like I said, I'm not coach, so whatever.
Yeah, maybe he has to get some place, and he's trying to get it so we have that 30-point
yeah.
advantage.
He's got reservations over out at the lake or something. Who knows?
Watson, guarded closely by Daniels, sends it over to Moore. Moore squares up just inside the arc. Shot's good. Dodson with the ball for Novinger. Stops up at the top of the key, sends it to Gunnels on the right-hand side. Gunnels back to Daniels on the right corner. Daniels, Denton ends up with it. His shot is about from the right elbow. It's good. Watson with the ball for the Tigers. Daniels comes up to meet him. Spin move there by Watson. Sends it over to Cale Moore. Moore's going to dribble in the lane, kick it back to Tyler Killen. Nice looking fake.
Hey.
Boy, you know, somebody said one time that in basketball, misdirection is everything. And that was a nice misdirection by Tyler Killen. Faked him out completely. Able to convert. 30-point disadvantage still, 67-37. Dodson with the ball. Sends it over to Gunnels. Back to Daniels in the right corner. Daniels brings it back out, resets the offense, sends it over to Gunnels. His shot is short, but Denton comes up with it. First shot's no good, but he gets his own rebound, and the putback is good this time. Boy, he's just almost unstoppable.
Well, he is against three of our bench players anyway. Cale Watson has it and gives it to Josiah Belzer. Dribbles around Dodson, little ball fake, puts it up, front of the rim, no good, rebound by Denton. He gets it out to Dodson, 69-37. Gives it to Daniels. Over to Gunnels.
Doss coming in the game for Novinger. He's going to replace.
I don't know what the officials basically stopped the clock so they could start bringing people in. I guess that's his prerogative if he wants to do that. Maybe that's some sort of special rule when there's a 30-point lead. And
looks like we're going to have a lot of new names to work
yeah,
with here.
We'll try to get them for you here. Novinger's going to inbound it over across the floor. Doss will inbound it. He gets it to Dodson. It's going to be stolen by David Anderson. He's going to take it all the way in. Ooh, he gets kind of hammered on the back. The ball is tipped up in the air, and it's going to go over to the Wildcats. Anderson absorbed a lot of contact in on that shot. He didn't get the benefit of a call there. Maybe the refs are going to eat with the coach. They all have reservations, same time, same place. Who knows? And Dotson's going to be called for a travel. He looks over at the coach like the coach is going to be able to bail him out on that. There's only so much I can do, he says. I can't try to get you an extra step on there. Cale Moore gets it. He's going to launch another shot. Bang, here we go. A nice night for senior Cale Moore here. Hits another shot from just inside the arc. Step back a little bit, Cale. Come on. We put us below 30. Ball's up in the air. Bounces. As Cale Moore jumps up in the air on the ball fake and ends up riding number 35, Tosh.
Yeehaw!
Yeah, that's right. That was basically how it was. That ball went up in the air. That pass did. Went up right in the middle of four Tigers who were all facing outwards of the circle, and it fell right in the middle of the circle. And Novinger was able to come up with it. Anderson almost with another steal. But Rodman comes up with it anyway. Dotson gets it over to Rodman. It's going to be stolen. No, picked up by Dotson again. He tries to pick up his dribble, and he gets it out to Rodman. Rodman, top of the key. Ball is going to be tipped out. No, it's going to be saved by Tyler Killen. And it's going to be picked up across the line. Oh, there's going to be foul on Rodman. There's going to be out of bounds on Rodman. He completely bowled over Anderson. They're staring each other down. I don't think they like each other. That was a, I don't know. Rodman definitely initiated a lot of that contact there. Anderson was just trying to play good D. Kale Watson has the top of the key. Gives it over to Kale Moore. Drives baseline. Little nice run, running one-hander. And he's going to get the benefit of the foul call there with a minute left to go. This could be close to the last play of the game. We're under a minute. It's 69-39. If Kale puts this home, the clock will stop, though. If he can make one of these free throws. Here he goes. Here's the first. It's good. Stop the clock. Nope, they're going to let it run. Oh, our timer has reservations, too, as he stops the clock now. It's easy to forget to do that. 69-40. Kale's second is good. Hey, we got the senior roll on that one. 69-41, 28-point lead for the Wildcats. Tigers scored 41 tonight against a pretty good Novinger team, ranked third in the districts. Like I said, we'll be hooping up with them in the first round of districts next Saturday. Anderson playing good defense as Rodman gets on the other side. Heaves up an air ball. It's going to be gathered by Shipman, who gets it to Kale Watson, up to Anderson. That's going to be way too high, and Anderson's not able to come up with it. 22.2 seconds left to go. 69-41, Wildcats.
Anderson is really a quick, but and is a good jumper too. But that was just a little bit too much for him. Dotson has it, kicks it over the right hand side, back out to Dotson. He squares up for three, and it's no good. And Kale Watson comes up with it. Watson's going to take it all the way, and he's fouled hard by Greathouse. So here we are with 6.9 seconds left, and Watson's going to the lane. I think this one is pretty well a foregone conclusion, though.
Sadly, I think it is.
We're going to have to score a lot of points really quick.
Yeah. That's going to hurt. That's going to hurt the chances as Watson misses the first free throw. Here comes the second. Chance cut into this 28-point lead. Anderson looks like he's getting ready to start the 100-meter dash. The ball is tipped up. It's going to be grabbed by... Nope, they're going to have a jump ball. Going to go to Novinger's way. 4.4 seconds left to go. It's 69-41. We'll see if Novinger can get off a last-second shot here. Dotson, 4 seconds, three. He's going to try to heave it up from half-court. Nope, it's going to be Greathouse. He shoots from half-court. No good. Off the backboard. That'll be it for tonight. Looks like Tigers lose a pair. We don't like to see that, but hey, sometimes it happens. You got to get those losses out of the way before districts come. Tigers. Boys lose this one 69-41. If you missed the girls' game, they lost also. We don't have a score for that, but it was pretty bad also. Not something we want to talk about anyway.
So bad we didn't even write down the score.
So bad we didn't. We couldn't bring ourselves right the score down. Well, looks like we'll see you Tuesday. This is Matt Caldwell.
And John Slavin. Join us next week for the North Shelby game, which we think is here, and probably for the districts.
That's right. Stand by for the quickest teardown in the business.
Good night.